Item 3, from the Director, Department of Transportation, providing an informational update regarding the Transit Security Task Force following each task force meeting. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Bang.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, committee. I've got Julie Schneider with me this morning. She is our Manager of Security and Risk, and she has been facilitating the task force meetings that have occurred as directed by the board. So I was going to give her the opportunity to present the report this morning, and then we'll take any questions that the committee may have.
Thank you, Chair. Supervisors, just as an informational report, we had the fourth meeting of the Transit Security Task Force that was held on May 25th. The items that we discussed were a review of some of the physical security projects that have been funded by a 2015 security grant. This grant funds training for operators. So in an update for that number of operators trained, so far we've had 416 operators trained and non-represented employees, so we're over halfway through with that. And then just we provided an update on some of the progress of the physical security improvements that we're able to implement through the funding of this grant. We also provided an update on the project of implementing the new bus camera system as far as where we were in the time frame. We talked about being able to charge someone with right turn in front of the bus because we are now having cameras that view the outside of the bus. So there was some discussion with the police, with the Sheriff's Department and the district attorneys on that issue for that. So we wouldn't be able to do that. So there was some discussion regarding the right turn in front of bus. After that, we had discussed the meeting and the whether or not the task force should continue. Background regarding this, I had discussed with Dan Boehm regarding the duplication of the task force with our regular monthly meeting that I hold with the union members as well as members of management from our stations and the security department. So we meet monthly. So there was some discussion regarding on the effectiveness of the task force and the duplication that was found with this monthly meeting that we have. So there was some discussion, and consensus was that we would have a open meeting at two or three of these monthly security meetings that we hold with the transportation department and the union to kind of create a combined task force with these regular monthly meetings. So that was found to be most beneficial.
Are you done with your presentation?
Yes, that's all I have.
All right, thank you. Now we'll go to questions from committee members. Supervisor Mill.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I'm very disappointed. One, that when we had the last meeting, you changed the time, and I did not know that I was going to be there. Second of all, I have never heard any department or any committee when it, that the county board of supervisors created a task force that you did not give the board of directors of information saying that we are decided we're going to change our way of doing work. Second of all, I don't think you ever met the task force what we were looking for. One, we was also looking for security. How are you going to deal with security on the buses? Looking also for looking for, are we going to have our own transit security? That report I want came back. Two, you was going to come back and report to the transportation committee to make sure that we understand exactly what's going on. I don't think you have the authority to expand it or divide it. If you didn't feel that was worthwhile prior to you have consensus, then you should have came back to this committee. It's particularly when I put it together and you decided to poo-poo on it. Now, that's very frustrating. If you're going to work with somebody, you need to work with people, not just decide you're going to flip and decide what you want to do. We try to work together, and that's not working together. We'll be working hand in hand. And that's not working hand in hand, period. I have a real concern. I was going to use some other words, and I was going to make sure, I would like to make sure Mr. Chairman's come back to this report come back, because I'm going to have the exactly task force, what we asked them to do, and we have not received none of that information at the present moment. if you're going to work with us, work with us. When you need help, we're always there, particularly this committee. This is not working with us. This is working against us. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Questions from Supervisor Satori?
Yep. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to inform everyone present that I attended the meeting in question. There is duplication, but I certainly do agree with the chairman of this committee. We do have to work more together. I enjoyed attending the committee, and I look forward to attending some of the future union business management meetings. But bear in mind, I have to be, I think it's a good idea that everyone on the transit committee here be notified as much in advance. Most are not going to be attending the meeting. I'm one of the few that I have a flexible schedule that I'm retired. I can do things like that. And I enjoy knowing what's going on.
Thank you. Supervisor Sebring?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd be interested in knowing the outcome of your conversations with the Sheriff's Department about being able to issue citations for a right turn in front of a bus based on a photograph from a camera.
Thank you, Supervisor. Yes, we had the Assistant District Attorney Kent Lovern, as well as Captain Briggs from the Patrol Division, and they said that they are not able to issue a citation to a vehicle unless they have a positive identification of the driver. This is different in the state statute. So the state statute for right turn in front of bus says that a bus has to be actively loading and discharging passengers. So a lot of times people turn right in front of the bus when we're just at a stop sign, so the doors may or may not be open. So that was one issue, that the bus has to be actively boarding and discharging passengers with the doors open when someone turns right in front of the bus. Any other time, someone can turn right in front of a bus. The state statute also delineates school buses. So for someone passing a stop sign on a school bus, that's when a citation can be mailed to the driver. That's what it states in the state statute. But that's not the same for Milwaukee County Transit. So the Sheriff's Department said that they would not have the resources available to research whether or not the person was driving that vehicle at the time.
I see. Thank you.
Any other questions from the committee? Supervisor Mann.
Can they, that's why I wish I had been there. Can they give the car, the owner of the vehicle, if they got the license plates, and saying that they're making a right-hand turn in front of a bus, because they got a picture of the car and of the license plate. Now, if it's a stolen car, you can't do anything about it. But if you know the individual, there's the car is there, registered to the license plate is registered to the car. They cannot give a license plate. They cannot give that give the ticket to the car.
Yeah, that's true. They cannot give the ticket to the car. What we do want to do when we do install the system, because the camera is going to be facing towards the vehicle, so we're going to have an external camera on the driver's side, we might be able to see inside the car to say, you know, that there, we might be able to get the camera view of the driver as they're pulling up. So not only would we be able to get the license plate, but we might be able to see who the driver is. So what we kind of decided on is let's wait and see until the system is installed to see what we can see. And if we are able to identify the driver to say, is this you that was driving the car, then we might be able to do that.
Is it illegal, Mr. Chairman, is it legal to turn in front of a bus, isn't it?
Only when they are actively boarding and discharging passengers. That's what the state statute says. I was surprised at that one as well.
It's been a while. long time, but when I took driver's ed, they said it was illegal to turn in front of a bus. Standing bus, it was illegal to turn, regardless of it was a school bus, transportation bus, any bus, but you cannot turn. Even a layman bus, you can't turn in front of it. That's okay. Interesting.
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, please. We do have a sticker on the back of all of our buses that says it is illegal to turn right in front of the bus. It was the DA's office that provided this clarification that the vehicle had to be involved in active loading and unloading. So that could mean a lot of different things. If that passenger was using a wheelchair, there's considerable time in going back and using the tie-down system, et cetera. But what support we did get from the sheriff's office was that we certainly would work with them in the event of any accidents that were captured by our on-bus equipment associated with that illegal turning activity, that they would be able to pursue that. But the 50 to 60 times or more that happens every single day with our 350 buses on the road at any one time, they wouldn't be able to dedicate staff if we sent 50 different video clips over every single day to track down and try to identify those individuals. While I have the floor, additionally, I just wanted to say that Ms. Snyder discussed with me this duplication that we mentioned earlier. I erroneously steered her down that path, not having worked with a committee of this nature before. We certainly were very true to the intent of the committee. The purpose of the committee was addressed at every single task force meeting. It was discussed as an opening to every meeting as to the reason we were there. There was a portion of the resolution that says, should we have and arrive at information that may necessitate an action by this board, that we would bring that forward. As a committee meeting four different times over 9 or 10 months, there wasn't any conclusive information that grew out of the committee wherein we would seek your assistance. I'm responsible for not communicating better with you the path that we were going down, and I apologize for that, but I wanted to be understood that I was responsible for that committee discussion occurring in the first place, and that I didn't suggest that we shouldn't go down that path.
Any other comments from committee members? Supervisor Mayo.
Well, Mr. Bain, I appreciate you that you said that you're going to down the sword, but the bottom line, we're trying to build a relationship. And instead of blindsiding the chair of this committee and this committee, you could have said, we have not came up with any conclusive ideas or anything that's going to be impact, and we should decide that we're going to disband. Just versus saying, we had a conclusion that everybody, we don't need this anymore. I got to get this in a report. Committee got to get this in a report. That's disrespectful to this committee. And if nobody disrespect you, I don't want this committee to be disrespected. Because we work very hard to work with the transit company on a daily basis. And you know there are certain people that use my name in vain. And this committee, or as a chair, have not called you or tried to do anything, try to micromanage or anything with you. If there's some real concerns, I come to you. I'm not trying to blindside you. This is a blindside to me. And I take it personally. And I'm very disappointed. Chairman.
Thank you. Any other questions from committee members?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to lay this item over until we get our task force resolution so we can discuss exactly if they fulfill their duties and what this committee asked them to do.
Okay. Thank you. Madam Clerk, I believe we have a motion to lay over item 3.
Right. But even though we want to make sure that their information, Mr. Chair?
Yes. Supervisor Mayo, go ahead.
I want to make sure their information have met our task force before we say this task force is defunct.
Okay, we have a motion to lay the item over until our next meeting. If there's no discussion on the layover, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
On the motion that item number 3 be laid over to the next meeting, Supervisors Mayo Sr.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Sartori.
Aye.
Sebring.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes, the motion prevails.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Item number 4, Madam Clerk.